Ah, you're finally awake. Long day, officer. Get in the office, called out to a burglary, get somebody's cat out of a tree, storm a secret lair belonging to Gotham's most wanted villainess, through our front door, no less. I'm not sure what you were trying to accomplish, but... well, you caused me a bit more trouble than the rest of your merry bunch. I thought maybe we'd save the best for last. Oh, don't bother struggling, my dear. You are not escaping. Any one of these vines could hold a man twice your size. And the way you are now, trussed up by each arm and leg, I can make you a quadruple amputee in one fell swoop. Oh, oh, the look on your face. Oh, don't worry. I'm not in that sort of mood. In fact, I thought, since you came in here all gung-ho, trampling my poor little babies left, right, and center, well, perhaps we should make the punishment fit the crime, as you say. Oh, there you go again. Your life's just flashing before your very eyes. It's a bargain, really. You are free to go. Once your seed covers the ground you ravaged. Let me see. Ah, Gotham's finest. They're not usually the lean type. Did your boss ever say you were too skinny? Huh, I'll bet he won't be so brash after. Well, let's just say your squad is indisposed. I suppose you'll have to make up for the rest of them, too. Oh, yes, officer. You will be here for a little while. One of your arms appears to be stronger than the other. Now, I wonder why that could be. There. Aw. No use going for your sidearm. I took the liberty of relieving you of it long ago. I must say, officer, I am not fond of your attitude. I do believe a certain change of mindset is in order. Do you hear that? That is the sound of a vine as strong as an anaconda wrapping around your chest. Squeezing, squeezing, forcing your breath away. Ah, and releasing. Yes, inhale deeply. Oh, and exhale again. Oh, is the problem with being in this city, officer. It's the air. It's too dirty, grimy. We need to get it out of your lungs. So that we can replace it with something a little more agreeable. A little longer. Open wide. Oh, that's much better. Oh, the confusion that fills your eyes just before they glaze over into perfect obedience. Oh, I do think you'll be better now, won't you, my sweet? Say it. Yes, good boy. Again. Yes. Oh, you cause me such delight, pet. I believe we can get started now. Unzip your trousers. Good boy, see? You do as I say and we'll get along very nicely. Yes, and your boxers. There it is, my little harvester. It needs a little warming up, though. And what are you looking at me like that for? I don't think you understand me, you little chattel. You're going to stroke yourself until your semen coats the walls here. I don't care how long it takes. You're going to do it until you are screaming from the agony of milking your own balls dry. That'll teach you a lesson. And I'm going to watch you do it with relish. I do wonder what the look on your face will be. Only one way to find out. Start stroking, officer. Not too fast. Just rub yourself up and down. Feel it rise and grow in your hand. Yes. You have an excellent pace. You have done this a lot, haven't you? A cute little guy like you hasn't found a nice girl to take care of him. We'll have to see about that. Oh, that got you moving, didn't it? Just think. With my powers, I can make the woman of your dreams. Anyone you desired, ready to fulfill your wildest dreams. Ready for you to take them however you please. Oh, you'd have to do something for me, of course. But for such an offer, what price is too great? So, who would it be then, Oh, your eyes have not moved off me for even a second. Are you so entirely under my spell that such thoughts are beyond you? Or perhaps you wondered what it would be like. What I would be like. Staring at these curves, these breasts, the way these little tendrils wrap all around me, clinging firmly around every inch they discover. I know you would love to hold me as they do. To fuck me, perhaps. Too bad. All you can do is watch. Oh, but you can imagine. You can visualize. Imagine what it would be like to grab me. To hold me firm in those arms of yours. To own me as I own you right now. What would you do then? Run your fingers through my hair and force me down to my knees. Push your cock in between these big, full, succulent ruby lips. Have them suck you from the tip all the way down to the hilt until you make me gag. Oh, to feel my tongue on your balls. My spit running down your shaft. To think that those lips now hover so very close. You look like the very thought might make you explode. And indeed, maybe it is. The way you're twitching. I'd say you're close already. Well, don't hold back. What's one orgasm? One climax that leaves you panting and trembling when we can have a multitude. When we can make your cock come again and again until your every drop has been wrung out of your husk. Stroke your cock faster and faster. Hurdling yourself towards the brink and hurling yourself over the edge. Yes. Yes. Come on. Faster. Harder. So very close now. So ready to explode. I'm going to count you down, officer. 10. Keep stroking. Oh, yes. 9. You wrap my vine around you. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. Yes. Oh, let me twine another vine around. 3. 2. 1. Wait. 0. Now, come now. Ah, yes. I keep spreading. My. Would you look at that? So bright. So full. So plentiful. I think you got some of it on my feet. I didn't tell you to do that, did I? Well, I forgive you. After all, you have produced quite an offering for my garden. Just look at them, slurp it all up. I wonder how much else we can... Oh, fainted. I suppose that might have been a little rough. Oh well, I suppose you'll have to stay with me for a little while. Rest up. I assure you, you are a welcome guest. Maybe, once you wake up, we'll see what other contributions you can make to my little nursery.